sometimes talking about your clothes, you might say, sometimes you don't grow out of your clothes, but you what amount?
Bust out.
Anything else?
Wear out.
Okay, would you ever use wear out talking about how tired you are?
Yes.
How would you use that?
I'm worn out.
Okay. You hear somebody's in the hospital and you say, gosh, he was looking just fine yesterday. When was it he?
Changed.
Okay, or what sick?
Took sick.
Okay. Say somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and nose started running, you'd say he what?
Fainted.
Okay, or
collapsed.
Or something, a cold.
Took a cold.
Okay. Say the cold affected his voice, you might say he's beginning to get a little
hoarse.
Okay. If he keeps doing this, you might say he's got a
cold.
Okay. And I might say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sick.
Okay, or
dizzy.
Maybe just
sleeping.
Okay. You might say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I will
get up.
Okay, but before you get up, you have to
wake up.
Okay. And you might say, he's still sleeping. You better go
check on him. Awake him.
Okay. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you might ask, why haven't you, what, your medicine?
Taken your medicine.
Okay. And the patient might answer, I, what, some yesterday?
Took some yesterday.
Okay. And I will, what, some more later?
Take some more later.
Okay. If you can't hear anything at all, you might say you are stone
deaf.
Okay. If somebody began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he really what a lot?
Pushed him.
Okay, but if you're going to use the same word?
Sweats.
Okay, but it happened yesterday, you would say he really what a lot yesterday?
Sweated.
Okay. What do you call that kind of sore that sometimes people get on, a lot of times they get them on the back of the neck, but it can be anywhere, I think.
Bits on.
Huh?
Bits on.
No, this is different.
Boil.
Yeah. And if a doctor has to lance the boil, what do you call it, stuff that drains out?
Pus.
Okay.
Or core.
Or
the pus drug. The pus drains out, but you got to get the core out. Get rid of the whole thing.
Okay. If you have a blister on your hand, the liquid that forms under a blister is what?
Pus.
Okay. You might say, a bee stung me and my hand got bigger and
swollen.
And what?
Swollen.
Okay. And you might say, it's still pretty badly
swollen.
Okay. And I might say, but it's not infected, so it probably won't, what, much?
Pain.
Using the same word.
Swell.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a
bullet wound.
Okay. Sometimes a wound doesn't heal clean, and you get kind of like a white granular substance.
Infected.
Sort of around the edge, and it has to be cut out or burned out. What would you call that kind of a wound? Some kind of flesh?
Flesh wound.
Okay.